T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I want to give you a quick Cowboy rookie update before we get back into the breaking news. This will change sports forever, as gambling, it's legal. There you go. States allowed to give you the opportunity to bet on sports that just broke. Not hallelujah for everyone, but Troy Hughes is happy about it.
God likes it.
We'll get into it here. Oh, that's Troy Hughes. But first, let's give you a quick Cowboy rookie camp update. Thanks to Brian Broaddus, DallasCowboys.com. He said that the length of the Cowboys secondary immediately jumping out to him. The group appears to be all the same size, tall, with a lot of reach, and Chris Richard wanted that. The Seattle Seahawks had an exact measurement for how big and long they wanted their players in the secondary to be, and that's something that Broaddus pointed out. Said it was impressive watching Dalton Schultz go through the blocking shoots. Of course, Dalton Schultz, supposed to be a blocking specialist, and Broaddus noticing that immediately. Dorrance Armstrong weighed about 245. When Brian watched them all tape. Now, Armstrong is the one that they thought about trading back into the third round for. They ended up staying put, staying patient. They got him in the fourth round, the DN out of Kansas. So he went from 245 to this past weekend, 259, 14-pound weight gain. And he says you'd never notice that he looked any different. Also, Terrell McClain does not sign with us. He signs with the Atlanta Falcons with a $4 million deal. And Rod Marinelli, Cowboys defensive coordinator, said about Chris Richard, his new assistant, might be as good as any acquisition coming in. This guy is really good. When you meet him, you'll like him. You know it. He's got it. Also, the Cowboys, apparently, Rod Marinelli told Dorrance Armstrong to study, see if you remember this name, Roy may be a little bit too young, study Chris Dolman.
Hey!
Chris Dolman, Hall of Fame defensive end, career ended in 1999. He was a fantastic player in the National Football League for a long time for the Vikings. He was the fourth overall pick in the 85 draft, and Dorrance Armstrong said Marinelli gave him a homework assignment. Find out everything you could about Chris Dolman. He's the player that Rod wants Armstrong to be. Quote, he was a real good dude, a monster off the edge so far. He played real physical at all times. I feel like I can get into that and be like him. So Chris Dolman was the defensive end homework assignment for Dorrance Armstrong from Rod Marinelli.
Okay. All right. Not bad. Not bad. I think there's a lot of people I bet that wouldn't remember who he would be able to recall him very, very well.
Yeah. Remember from those defenses, John Randall, yep. Chris Dolman, was Spielman there? Did they have a really good linebacker?
Yeah, they had Spielman.
Who was the Lions linebacker? Was he a Spielman too? The Lions,
was it Rick?
Rick Spielman?
Rick Spielman.
And the Vikings one?
It was Chris, right?
Chris?
I think it was Chris Spielman.
I think so. I can't keep him straight. All right, the breaking news is that the Supreme Court rules that the federal ban on state-sanctioned sports betting is unconstitutional. Floodgates now officially open for other states to allow sports betting. So everybody's talking about this. It has exploded all over social media. And I wonder how much of our – I always wonder this when we go through the odds and degenerate and all that stuff. I wonder how much of, like, our audience – cares or bets. You think over 50% of the of Tolos right now bet? I would say it's under.
I would bet it's not on games specifically, but I would say that at least 50% of our listenership gamble in some way involving sports, whether it's fantasy in-game gambling or daily fantasy, DraftKings type of stuff.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the reason they wouldn't obviously do daily, you know, not daily, but sports betting is the availability.
Right.
Like, there are a lot of folks out there who, you know, don't trust the fact to put their credit card online at a, you know, Bovada or whatever, and that they don't want to just break the law. But now it's going to be legal, and you'll be able to go down, you know, 5 miles and go find a like a little shop and be able to go place a wager. I think that changed the ball game a little bit, and you'll get more people involved.
No doubt.
You know, I mean, there's, and I would say way more than half of our listening audience has, you know, partakes in some form of blackjack or slot. They go, you know, they'll go to WinStar once a year.
Yeah.
So I think this would just exacerbate that.
It is going to increase it, but I wonder, I like consistent betting like you do, probably 20%. I'm just guessing. I'm throwing it out there. And it's going to make things more fun, and it's also probably going to take, you know, take money out of our pockets because it's usually a losing proposition. The reason I stopped online gambling myself was because it became such a pain in the butt to request the money that I won. Mm-hmm. It was a hassle in order to fill out the paperwork and then go and get my debit card and my credit card information and then get the bank routing. And I was like, I'm losing already. It's fun. I mean, I was all in. I have an addictive personality.
Yeah.
Like, we're sitting in here in pregames, and RJ is good at saying, I can go 35 here. I go 40 here, and he can get that rush off of a $30, $35 bet. I was going, I had to make it big.
Yeah, you did. You and I were different. Like, I would bet, you'd bet one game for the same amount that I would bet three or four. I'd bet three or four every weekend.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of action going, but it was much smaller wagers. You were just like, all right, I'm going one bet. I'm going high.
Yeah, but I would bet like three games in the one bet. You know, what do they call that?
Parlay.
Again? Parlay.
Tease.
Tease.
Yeah.
But it became a pain to request the money from the online provider, so I stopped. I'm glad I stopped. And now I'm wondering what.
Pick it back up again.
What's going to happen?
Finally got up the juice, man.
What's going to happen to you? It's like I just tweeted out at Tommy Sledge. Am I a degenerate? Absolutely not. Am I a sports bettor? Maybe a bet once a year. If I'm in Vegas,
yeah,
I'll lay it. That's it. But what I'm excited about, I went to Vegas during the Super Bowl maybe 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All these parties, all these people flying in to bet on the Super Bowl and have all these events and functions. I'm like, man, this is like an awesome guys thing that you can do. Well, obviously, it's not going to be the same because it's not in Vegas. But knowing you can have those same kind of events in your own backyard, whether it's, you know, the Super Bowl or March Madness, World Series, NBA Finals, whatever, that's cool to me. As a guy that does not bet, that's cool to me.
Is this going to definitely hurt, like, family? And, I mean, this is going to hurt bank accounts.
Oh, only if you're a loser.
Well, but everybody loses.
Yeah, casinos weren't, million-dollar casinos weren't made off of winners.
Only if you're a loser. This is a...
Look, you're going to...
Because a great gambling success rate, you've always said, is what?
In sports wagering?
Yeah. Like 55.
56 to 60%. If you're more than 60%, you're a liar. Like that.
So best case, like the absolute best case, the LeBron of sports betting, of sports bettors are 55%.
Well, like your professionals, like your
yeah,
professional, they're better than that. But like the average person, just the regular guy, like you and me that goes in, if you claim to be more than 60% over your life, you're just a liar. You're not over 60%. You want to be, you have to be about 55% to make any money. So 56%. So, but most of the people are between 56 and 60.
Okay. So most successful people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like the winners, you're not getting really over 60%.
But the odds are you're going to lose. You're probably going to lose. So
yeah,
that's probably not going to be a good thing for bank accounts. It's obviously going to take discipline. I'm looking at the Autoflex Easy Fantex and it says, well, I play fantasy. Well, the thing about that is you're locked into basically 50, maybe in like the richest leagues I have played in. I don't anymore because I found out it was illegal, but $100 a league, $100. Now, you might get in some of these, you know, big dog leagues where it's $300 or something like that. But the point is you're locked into that for 16 weeks. This, with an availability right around the corner, you may get in a little bit of trouble.
I mean, you know, whether you have to draw, you know, whether you go to WinStar or they build something in Irving, who knows? It's much more available to you. I think Roy's got a point. Like, you're not going there every day. You know, you can, obviously, but this is more of a, hey, it's Friday night. Let's go to the sports book. And you want to talk about a great place to watch a game?
Oh.
There's not a better atmosphere to watch a sporting event than a sports book.
Yep.
Alongside a bunch of other people that have something riding on the game. There's no question about it. When we've been in Vegas a couple of times watching games out there, it's electric.
Yeah, it's better than the game. It's better than going to the game itself.
Yeah.
You get a million games. I mean, could you imagine, like, you know, I've flown out to Vegas for March Madness opening weekend. I wouldn't have to do that anymore.
I don't gamble because of accessibility, but now I will try it for sure. Bovada, they can kiss my butt goodbye with that minimum to withdraw. Preach. They started doing that stuff on me. I'm like, out. See you later. So this is the breaking news. It is historic. Now, we going to be good with this? Are we going to get challenges? Are we going to get, you know, Zeke appeals? The Supreme Court ruled. So hopefully it's a done deal. Rules that federal ban on state-sanctioned sports betting is unconstitutional. The floodgates now officially open for other states to allow sports betting.
And here's my thing. If we're going to be doing sports betting, we're going to have these like sports books around the Metroplex, take your time building it. If you're Joe outside of Cleburne and you just saw this news, don't try to build a sports booking shed in your backyard in like 5 minutes. No, let's make this like an event. I can't wait. We're gonna be out all night. Every night.
Now, let's just say that a sports book was built tomorrow.
Ooh.
Your bank account. And this is Choppy, who loves it, studies it more than all of us. Your bank account, most likely, over a year's time, will go up, will go down, will remain the same.
It'll probably...
Come on, it's taking you too long to answer this. We all know the answer.
It would probably stay the same, to be honest with you. Like, I'd lose the money during college football season, and I'd win it back during the NCAA tournament.
Well.
Yeah, I know. What about the NFL?
The NFL, it depends on the year. Like, some years I do really well, some years I do pretty poorly.
Okay.
So it's fairly even.
But, okay, so you think it's going to be even?
I mean, one year may go down a little bit, one year may go up, but it's going to be fairly even.
Okay. Roy, you got out when I got out. You and I were heavy into it. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago now.
2 years ago, we were in. You look a little.
The fall of the fall.
You look a little conflicted here.
I suppose I could be. I would be a little conflicted in that I would probably find myself much more willing to throw down like $10 here, $10 there. I don't think I would find myself getting that badly sucked into it, but that's only after I took the serious beating that I did. You know, I feel like you have to take, you almost have to take the bad beating of gambling.
Yes.
And as like, and the other thing is, as a male, you know, I would worry about this for my son when he gets to the age of 18, that he could go and start making the decisions to gamble himself, because he probably wouldn't understand the, you know, the ramifications that I've come to learn since.
No,
I've been involved.
That's with everything. I got to go through it.
Absolutely.
Look, of all of our habits, Roy's could be at the very top. When we go to Vegas, he is in the book first, betting on everyday baseball game. Baseball's the worst sport.
That's my excuse. See, my goal to maximize the amount of time of enjoyment.
Yes.
Times the amount of money you're going to spend, there's not a better equation to save you money, in my opinion,
that's true,
than to bet on day baseball and then spend your whole time watching
sports book. Guys, I just bet $350 the Dodgers will win. I win $100.
Definitely never bet that much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.